slow and tedious process to go through and change the links for every single post. So, you know, this is like episode 1449, is it? I think it is. I think it's 1449. Big Fatty, as you know, just went over 4,000 on Monday. But I am up to, yeah, this one that you're hearing right now is 1,449. So they are definitely adding up.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's kind of a slow and tedious process to go over 4,000.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4,031. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 18th of July 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, an e-letter or two, too. Big Fatty, you said tutu. Hello, couponers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday is going well. Now, y'all, I know you're thinking, Big Fatty, it's two, I say Tuesday, not hump day. Why are we couponers? Y'all got a 30% off at the Kohl's. And y'all, it's good through the 23rd, and I was just kind of looking through and seeing if there was anything that caught my eye, so to speak. Oh, Big Fatty, did your eye pop out? No, y'all, I saw a couple of things, y'all, y'all, this is a coupon tip. If you see something that you like when you're shopping on the computer, y'all just put stuff in your shopping cart and leave it. And a lot of times, these places will say, "Hey, Big Fatty, you forgot such and such in your shopping cart. If you'll come and complete the transaction, we'll give you 10% off." And I say, "Thank you for calling." You know, you don't do nothing. You don't do nothing but make them beg you to come back. Fatty, it sounds like a win-win, because they're getting your money and you're getting a measly little 10% off.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the bay. Hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, the famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just love the Fatty the Pooh music. It's true. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, let me think about this now. Y'all didn't do jack shit. Me, Fatty? No, that's not true. I ironed. No, I think I did that Sunday night. That was last night. Never mind. I ironed my napkins and everything, and y'all, then I was watching the TV machine, and the Nep stopped by. Hadn't seen him since at Fatty's, and y'all, he was just stopping by, and y'all, evidently he went out to gallivanting. He was gallivanting up around the big circle at the bars and restaurants. Ran into the jar up there, from what I understand, and talked with some of Jonathan's mentors, and Big Fatty, I love those mints. The mentors' mints—they're just lovely. And then I think that was about it. He's doing his nipple walks late, and y'all, he's not getting all his steps in. No, Big Fatty, but you are. I am indeed. In fact, I have got to exert 25 more calories before the day is over. Big Fatty, you think you'll be able to do it? Well, I hope so. But anyway, y'all watched some things on the TV machine. I'm trying to think what they were. The 60 Minutes was a repeat. And y'all, I don't remember what else I watched. It's not coming to me, Big Fatty. It's so sad to see you going downtown. But y'all, I do know that I crawled into the chamber about 9 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I saw Big Ricky. Post on the Twitty that he had climbed into the love chamber at 8:39. Big Fatty, he's just getting older by the minute. It's true. Well, we all are, actually. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby, but woke up a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no, I will not get up, and y'all didn't even get up to TT. So I just rolled back over, and I drifted off for about 15 minutes, and then I just said, no, I will not stay in the love chamber. So y'all, I got up, got an early start, had my coffee, read the paper, did all my puzzles, and then I had my breakfast. Y'all, I had another slice of that quiche I made and some leftover Bayfriend and country ham from Farrah night. And y'all, Miss Gail King. Miss Gail King is off this week. Big Fatty. So I did not watch Miss Gail King, but I did watch her cohorts. Then I get a testimonium from the NIP. Herbert, are you walking? I said, yes. And so, y'all, he came down. We left, I don't know, a little bit before 9 a.m., maybe about 20 minutes till. Because, y'all, it was just the last part of the Gail King show was so CBS deals. And, y'all, it's like going to the Finger Hut. It's just crap. It's just crap. Or, the Swiss colony at the Crema time when they show, here's a tower of goodies. And, y'all, they show a pedophore, and it looks like the size of a White Castle or a Crystal hamburger, and y'all, it's only about an inch by an inch. But anyway, what was I saying? We don't know. But anyway, the NIP and I took off. We did the big circle and the long half of the inner loop of Fat Acres, and y'all, I needed to cool down, and y'all, it was warm. I'm not going to lie. It was warm. And so anyway, I came in and I cooled down for a little bit. And then I just piddled around. And y'all, I went out and I completed the full nipple walk of Fat Acres. Y'all, then I came back. And y'all, I decided I was going to just kind of pick around on the computer. And y'all, this happened. Y'all, I ran across the 2020 BFO census, and I thought, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I went in and I updated the 2020 census. Y'all, you got to be prepared. And I've come up with a starting point for the 2025 BFO census. Y'all, it'll be here before you know it. And so, y'all, there's new questions. Of course, there are questions about sharding yourself and all that kind of stuff. But so I've kind of gotten the first start of the 2025 census. So, y'all, I'll probably, Big Vinny, you'll probably run it into the ground like everything else. It's true.
BFO census, we're counting on you.
Oh, Big Fatty, I hearken back to when that Dells in Dallas did that for you. It's true. I wish Dells in Dallas was still around. I would like to offer a work to him, Big Fatty, without pay, of course, volunteer work, of course. But I think Dells in Dallas went the way of the Edsel. Big Fatty, he became an old car. He's moved on. He's just moved on. And Then after I did all that, y'all watch The Price is Right and all, and I was just watching the news and all, and this happened.
Mystery Date. Are you ready for your Mystery Date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your Mystery Date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman call. Yes, I know, y'all. Y'all, it was my muscly gentleman caller. He says, Big Freddy, is that special chair available? I said, yes. And y'all, he came. He didn't stay a whole long time, but y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, by the way, the 32-year-old that's in town, I think he's the Navy guy. That he came over last week. He got back to town Sunday night. He's like, Big Freddy, can I come over? I said, no. You got to keep them. You got to keep them at bay sometimes, y'all. So he's coming Monday night. My 32-year-old most regular gentleman caller these days, y'all hadn't seen him since the inappropriate old swimming hole cement pond party over there at the Howard Hotel. He's Herbert Freddy. This was Friday afternoon. We were trying to set it all up, and then all of a sudden, I'm gonna have to cancel. Something's come up. So anyway, but y'all, it's lovely, is what it is. It's just lovely, and so y'all. My muscly gentleman caller left with a smile on his face. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. It's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to ruined@BigFattyOnline. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Oh, Big Fatty, I keep forgetting we have an e-letter bumper. It's true, we do. Y'all got an e-letter from Tim from that Tastes Like Burning. Y'all, by the way, did you listen to their latest show? Y'all, all they did was eat crackers. They just sat there and ate crackers. And y'all, Steve the Tater would have loved that show. But y'all, it was almost like that hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. Y'all, this was who can eat the most crackers in a 29-minute little show. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. It was yes. But anyway, Tim writes and says, let's go, BFO 4024. Big Fatty, that's a long time from now. I think he meant the episode. Oh, never mind. It says, Derby Freddy, let's go is the newest generation's way of exclaiming excitement. When you or I would exclaim, all right, or yes, or yay, or something like that, let's go is their way of doing that. Seems like extra work for their mouth. Beh, Fanny kind of like all those crackers, it's true. When one word is enough, but there you are, that's what it is. I find it kind of annoying, if you can imagine that. Get off my lawn. Take care, Tim. Well, Tim, thank you so much. You know, the jar helped me with that as well. So it's nice to have the confirmation of the let's go. Y'all, by the way, this is not an e-letter, but you know, yesterday I posted the information about the television code, and y'all, I believe it or not, in the printed newspaper here in town today, there was an article, and it mentioned the television code. Now, y'all, I know some of you are Big Fatty, you mean Archer? Yes. Are wondering how does this actor strike affect Big Brother and all the others? And y'all, here's the thing. It's the strike affects any work performed under the union's TV and theatrical contract, meaning actors can't work on any major films, feature films, or scripted television, whether on a network, cable, or streaming services, or promote any of their film or television projects. The theatrical and TV contracts are separate from the SAG-AFTRA's network television code, which covers unscripted television on television or digital media, meaning talk shows, variety shows, reality competition shows, game shows, award shows, and documentaries, unless they're being released theatrically, and are still free to continue, as well as soap operas. So, y'all, there it was, the television code again. So, y'all, it's just gonna, don't worry, Big Brother will be there for you. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all be having dinner with Olive and the girls later on today. And and Hortensia comes today, too, I say, Tuesday as well. Yes, Big Betty. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Archer. You know, the spend a lot of time going to wineries and downtown. But anyway, Archer, just out of curiosity, what runs through your head when you hear the BFO music every morning?
It's kind of a slow and tedious process to go over 4,000.
Oh yes, we're all just worn out by it. It's true.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.